Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And I'll be giving out Hive Technologies official at gmail.com. First five people are going to get parts for get some parts. They're going to get some triggers, and they're going to get some mag releases. They're going to get a backplate, and they're going to get two mag extensions. And that's going to make whatever gun you're carrying, if it's in the Smith & Wesson or Glock line, that's going to make it a much better carry gun. Trust me. Well, let me start out by saying it couldn't happen to a better entity, shall we say, the poor United Nations. The international ORG on Turtle Bay that gives equal say to the bastions of freedom like North Korea and China and Cuba and Venezuela, as they do here in America. They've reportedly nearly exhausted their financial reserves. And if nothing changes, they will apparently run out of money by the end of this month. Cry me a river. The United Nations is running a deficit of $230 million, which, compared to our debt, I guess that seems positively pedestrian. But when you don't, you're basically operating on what everybody gives you. And, well, apparently, they're not giving enough, I guess, huh? Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Monday that they may run out of money by the end of October. In a letter intended for the 37,000 employees at the UN Secretariat and obtained by CBS News' Pamela Falk, Gutierrez said unspecified additional stopgap measures have to be taken to ensure salaries and entitlements are paid. Member states have paid only 70% of the total amount needed for our regular budget operations in 2019. That translates into a cash shortage of $230 million at the end of September. We run the risk of depleting our backup liquidity reserves by the end of the month. To cut costs, he mentioned postponing conferences and meetings and reducing services while also restricting official travel to only essential activities and taking measures to save energy. Recall that President Donald Trump slashed our donation to the UN by $285 million after a majority of the world's nation states voted against U.S. recognizing Israel's capital of Jerusalem. From Newsweek, the U.S. was cheering a massive $285 million cut in the United Nations 2018 budget on Sunday, an announcement that comes days after more than 120 nations criticized the United States for their decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. In announcing the cut, Ambassador Nikki Haley blamed the world body for its budgetary excesses without making a specific reference to last week's vote on the president on this controversial decision. It is unclear if all the budget savings will come from a reduction in the U.S. contribution to the U.N.'s overall $5.4 billion biennial budget, but Haley's statement did not mention any other member states. So, their shortfall would have been made up if we had only, as a matter of fact, they would have had another $55 million if we had paid what we used to donate, but not anymore, thanks to President Trump. Not to mention that a third of the UN's deadbeat members haven't paid their dues at all. So, these gun grabbers at the UN headquarters, they might actually face layoff or termination. Why, they may even have to return to their tyrannical home nations. Oh, no. Here's what they've been up to. From gunpolicy.org, armed violence, small arms in the United Nations. The United Nations Charter commits nations to maintain international peace and security and to collectively prevent and remove threats to peace, which over the years have been perverted to allow nations to include suppressing uprisings by unarmed populations against socialist and communist tyrannies. To limit the proliferation of illicit firearms, the nearly 200 member states of the United Nations have agreed to implement a range of measures to prevent, combat, and eradicate the harmful effects of small arms and light weapons around the world. These include the UN Firearms Protocol, the UN Small Arms Program of Action, the UN Register of Conventional Weapons, and the UN's Armed Trade Treaty. Because suppressing the trade of small arms will help prevent arms insurrection against tyranny. Now, the NRA had been watching this for a while, and they said, NRA has been engaged at the United Nations and elsewhere internationally in response to overreaching small arms initiatives for two decades. During this time, we've been actively opposing transnational efforts that would limit American Second Amendment freedoms. NRA has been a recognized non-governmental organization at the United Nations since 1996. Our status as an NGO allows us to closely monitor the internal UN debate over firearm issues and report back to our members. The most pressing international threat to U.S. gun owners is the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Among its most egregious provisions, the treaty encourages national record-keeping, requirements for end users of covered arms, including firearms, and suggests that national governments share such records. Further, the ATT compels countries to make arms import and export decisions based upon a trading partner's willingness to abide by the treaty's requirements, which would isolate the United States from legitimate trade in arms or force it to adopt restrictions detrimental to Second Amendment rights. During the drafting phase, NRA vigorously advocated for civilian firearm ownership be removed from their scope. Those recommendations were ignored, meaning U.S. firearms policy could become the rest of the world's business and subject to its approval on pain of trade restrictions if it doesn't meet international norms. Secretary of State John Kerry signed the ATT on behalf of the U.S. on September 25, 2013. NRA continues to work with the Senate allies to prevent ratification or implementation of the treaty in the U.S. Of course, that's we pulled out of that as well. We pulled out of that, and we took away $285 million worth of our donation. So, the sad part is a majority of the nations across the globe don't actually share the freedoms that we have, the freedoms that we recognize everybody is born with, including the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And what you have here is an overwhelming group of gun-hating bureaucrats in New York at UN headquarters that are nearly broke. They're nearly broke. Does this mean that we should be popping the champagne corks? I think it might. I think it might. In the meantime, we could sell that twisted sculpture pictured, you know, in front of there, the one with the gun with a barrel tied in a nut. We could sell that for scrap metal. We might be able to... Why don't we start a GoFundMe page, a Kickstarter page, and a scrap metal page, and take all of this money and pool it all together, and we can buy their plane tickets back home. They can go back home where, they can go back to North Korea, they can go back to Cuba, they can go back to Venezuela. I mean, mostly, have you seen who sits on the human rights board or the human rights whatever their little confab is in the UN? The ones that are making decisions on human rights for the world. What a group of clowns! What a group of clowns! And they're running out of money. That's that thing about karma, or the Chinese thing. I can't remember what it is, but it's something like. A patient man, for a patient man who stands on the riverbank, in time you'll see the bodies of your enemies drift by. I can just see the UN heading out into the Atlantic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DeSantis.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. In the excellent film Young Winston, Carl Foreman put the following words, presumably on the basis that something that Churchill himself said, in the mouth of a young Winston Churchill, speaking to the House of Commons in 1901. I have frankly been surprised since I've been in this House to hear about with what composure and how glibly members and even ministers talk of a European war. I say, sir, we must not regard modern war as a kind of game in which we may take a hand, and when we have had enough, come safely home with our winnings. Oh, no, sir, it is no longer a game. A European war cannot be anything but a cruel and heart-rending struggle. He was seeing something that nobody else was seeing, and the cataclysm of World War I came 13 years later. Similarly, today, for me, it's surprising to hear with what composure and how glibly members of the public and even politicians talk of a second American Civil War. Some conservatives assume that we, having more arms and more training and practice in using them, we'll deal with the soy boys pretty quick. That's probably true. That's probably the very best outcome. The problem is we do not exist in a vacuum. And what happens if foreign powers do intervene? In the situation of the world today, a dominant world power such as the United States may not be able to have a purely civil war confined to a struggle between domestic forces. What happens in Washington has so much effect on the wider world that the wider world will try to influence what happens in Washington. Foreign interference in our elections might become foreign intervention in any armed conflict in the United States. Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, in fact, nearly all of America's enemies would likely support the left and the Democrats. So then it becomes, then the question becomes, okay, so while we're fighting in the interior of the United States, if it's that pitched a battle, what does our military do? Are they going to have the luxury of being able to pick a side internally if they have to be on the watch out? That's a possibility. A Second American Civil War might devolve into a conflict between American patriots and the rest of the world, perhaps excluding Israel. In a country like Britain, disputes over which side to support could lead to their own civil war. Proficiency with firearms would be no match, of course, for nuclear bombs, which Democrat Eric Swalwell has already suggested deploying domestically. And the Democrats are busy even now destroying the institutions of government, the institutions for the peaceful adjustment of differing interests. And they did this through the Mueller witch hunt. They did, the bureaucratic and judicial sedition and the illegitimate impeachment inquiry, and they're fomenting violence with the Antifa and their rhetoric. A major danger in the current situation is that the majority of Democrats in public office are so obtuse and blinded by hatred that they don't know what they're doing. They're not playing with fire. They're not playing with dynamite. They're playing with nuclear bombs. A second danger is that many patriots might unjustifiably be complacent about the outcome of any civil war. Once shooting starts, predictability goes out the window. On June 28, 1914, Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated in Sarajevo. Can we say that the consequences of the shooting of Representative Scalise and the assault on Senator Paul are yet fully played out? Because these were also, after all, attempted political assassinations. And at present, and it may change, the best strategy to avoid the danger of a second American Civil War is the thorough defeat of the Democratic Party at the ballot box. And this has to be completely demoralizing. Completely humiliating. They have told us time and time and time again, over and over, that They want to run every facet of our life. There's a possibility the two-party system would be preserved by the splitting of the Republican Party into its two wings. But if this doesn't happen, the Democratic Party is likely to destroy the United States. I've never been concerned with the UN coming in. The UN, they punch far below their fighting weight. The projection of force is not the easiest thing in the world. For if something like that were to happen and they did not have something pre-positioned to throw out there, then we're looking at a matter of maybe 24 or 48 hours before they could actually put something on the ground. As long as they don't decide to go the ballistic missile route and just start peppering us with those. Problem is this. We have become an oil exporter. So the likelihood of them trying to nuke us with all the natural resources we have, pretty far-fetched. But it's something to think about. For me to wonder whether or not a foreign power would intervene. I could see where that would be an attractive option, but I just don't know how that's going to work because the left is going to be done pretty quick. You got to remember where all of this fighting is going to be coming from. The people in the big cities are not going to be coming out of the big cities to pick a fight. In the event of a civil war, the big cities will become death traps. People will be trying to escape the big cities without weapons. It will largely be a matter of who knew what first. Those will be the ones that are most assured of surviving it. If they can get out of the city and into the suburbs, they'll go a long way. And in a lot of cases, there's a lot of us that won't even notice any fighting. It's not like it's going to be happening on every block, because it won't be. Some of these states will be relatively stable. But the left, and this we should not look at this with a very casual attitude. That's all I'm saying. We should never look at something that might happen here like that and think that's cool. Because it will change America for a very long time. What we know today will seem so much better than what we would know in the tomorrows that follow that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks are continuing on Capitol Hill as Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is testifying before the Senate Transportation Committee.
How did your team not put it in front of you, run in with their hair on fire, saying we got a real problem here? How did that not happen, and what does that say about the culture at Boeing if they didn't give it to you and you didn't read it, and if you didn't say, I want to read and see what happened.
Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz questioning Muhlenberg on when he knew of a text exchange that happened between Boeing employees regarding the 737 MAX airplane. The NCAA is starting the process to allow college athletes to make money off their names, images, and likeness. The group's governing board voted unanimously on Tuesday to direct its three divisions to consider bylaw changes. It's unclear when the new rules would be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. Let me tell you about the way you lay a trap. The way politicians lay a trap for people. In 2004, Vermont implemented a medical marijuana registry, promising patient confidentiality on their state website. Then in 2018, they legalized recreational marijuana use and imposed a universal background check on gun purchasers. Here's the rub. The federal government was not consulted, and the ATF maintains that anyone using marijuana will be denied clearance to purchase any gun. That was already the case prior to Vermont's recreational cannabis legalization. Those who were on the state's marijuana registry were not allowed to buy guns from federally licensed dealers, as the state of Vermont provided a list of registrants surreptitiously to the federal government. Yet those on the cannabis registry could still purchase guns from neighbors, until the vaulted universal background check closed that loophole for the sick people to defend themselves. All without public discussion. All without any public awareness. And this is how government steals liberties. Second Amendment was specifically crafted to ensure that government would never intrude itself between the right to defend one home and country and the creator of the universe, who alone can bestow or withdraw inalienable rights. There was no discussion in the Vermont legislature of the elimination of this right for pain-suffering Vermonters, whose government promised them confidentiality. There will be no discussion when that unilateral power is employed to eliminate those with depression, PTSD, or various other attributes from the list of those eligible, that is, who hold the right granted by the government, to purchase a weapon. This is the creeping hand of government tyranny, happening already and in many states. And this is the thing. These kind of policies discourage people like veterans, people with mental illness, people that need other types of medication. It discourages them from seeking treatment. First Amendment's being attacked in the same way. Americans are attacking or being attacked for displaying Confederate flags, and the government tacitly just accedes to that. We are admonished that attacking citizens for a flag or MAGA hat is okay because the First Amendment restricts government, but not private citizens. That's true, but if the government does not shield the protected rights of private citizens, has it not become complicit in the elimination of freedom? Prohibiting racism in private business in the civil rights movement was not limited to government action. The Commerce Clause was creatively employed to expand federal power, and in some cases for good reason. If the government stands aside while people are assaulted for MAGA hats, it is failing to enforce laws against assault. If it ignores mobs of radical protesters who block streets or parades, it is failing to keep public order. This is nonfeasance versus malfeasance. And if today the government condones assaults for MAGA hats and Confederate flags, ignoring stare decisis and existing and existing free speech laws that protect even swastikas, then tomorrow it may step aside for the elimination of other personal symbols, including the American flag itself, which in some cases is already disappearing. Have you noticed that? Some people see the American flag as a symbol of liberty. Others see it as a symbol of imperialism or oppression. One group proudly mounts a flag in places of honor. The other burns that same flag in angry public protest. This is free speech. The left wishes to create an imbalanced constitutionalism. Many seek to expand the power of government in the civil rights arena, including rewriting textbooks and importing black people into white areas in the name of diversity, like busing for adults. Not only that, but illegal aliens. Now, that used to be the thing during the civil rights era, right? But when they were enacting laws about this in the 60s, when they compelled a restaurateur to serve a hamburger to a black customer, they did not compel the server to eliminate his racist thoughts, because that is impossible. But Vermont is seeking to do exactly that, employ government as a vehicle to indoctrinate thought. The problem with this becomes evident when government seeks to indoctrinate people who are not racist into believing they are racist so that they can be liberated from racism that they lacked in the first place. This is patently racist, divisive, and unconstitutional. Leftists have been chiseling away at our rights for many decades. They have eroded the gun rights of sickly Vermonters, and no one even knows it. Do you realize that Lynyrd Skynyrd could not exist today? Lynyrd Skynyrd used the Confederate flag as a symbol of rebellion, and they would not be allowed, first of all, they wouldn't be able to have an album cover. Oh, I know. Children, listen, an album used to be about 12 inches wide. It looked like a pizza. It had grooves in it, had a hole in the center. You put it on something called a turntable. Yeah. The Confederate flag has only one meaning now, and that's slaveholder. Soon, the American flag may be permitted only one meaning, the one they impose, the one that calls for its universal removal. MAGA hats will be joined by other symbols deemed offensive to the PC police. And like the erosion of gun rights through all these background checks, like those with the levels or beavers of stifling power, will simply turn a blind eye as Antifa and BLM and, you know, yet unseen and undiscovered antagonists expand their one-sided list of prohibitions. None of this will be government action, and so the argument goes, there is no infringement of anybody's constitutional rights. So unchecked, this ends very badly for a lot of people. Either we reclaim our constitutional heritage, or we collapse in barbaric anarchy that will make us wish we were instead at the fall of Rome. Prescription is not some new ideology or utopian fantasy or deconstruction of the system. The prescription is to defend the Constitution against the creep of tyranny. Problem here is that government tries to make it up as it goes in certain places like Portland. They try to do it. Vermont's doing it. Berkeley does it. I think Minneapolis is beginning to do it. And we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And for the citizens that live in these areas, I wish there was something I could do to help you. But unfortunately, what's going to end up happening, if you do not turn that around at the ballot box, then you're going to have to turn it around outside on the ground. You can try to avoid it as long as you can. But in the end, it's going to confront you. So the easier thing to do would be to get involved in your local government and change the local government. Slow it down and then change it. There's nothing wrong with freedom. There's nothing wrong with minding your own business. There's nothing, and getting government out of your way will do that. But you have to get involved. I know a lot of people, you know, most of America doesn't want to be involved. They couldn't care less, but they will care if things do go sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So you have decided to carry a gun, a concealed weapon, as your personal defense plan. Welcome to my world. Let me tell you something that you have to take in consideration. Part of doing that is this consequent assumption of responsibility for your defense in your life. You have to weigh certain dilemmas and questions. And so on. It's actually very good to think about this now. Whether to get involved with an active shooter is one dilemma. If you're in a shopping mall and a rampage killing unfolds in front of you, your duty as a armed citizen only extends to defend. I mean, you only have an obligation to defend yourself, your family. You can, you know, draw your weapon and make your way out the door. Try to get out of there. Maybe you don't draw your weapon if you only hear gunshots and you're just trying to get out the door, because things are going to get kinetic very soon, as they say. But that's something you have to weigh. For me, you know, there's this moral thing that would tug me to where I just can't sit there and say to myself, I'm going to let this guy kill people because they have no one to defend them. Another is armed robbery. Specifically, what do you think you should do if you're out somewhere, like at a convenience store or a bank or something, and an armed robber comes in. Now, this is a worse situation to be in, simply because you have more decisions you have to make than you would, say, in front of a rampage killer. With a rampage killer, you can run or you can fight. It's already happening. There's nothing else you can do to keep it from happening. You can't make it any worse. Right? These are good things to ponder. Your mindset is just as much a component of armed self-defense as is anything else. Your mind is the software, so to speak. Your body, your gun, your skill set, that's the hardware. But how you employ it, when you employ it, to what degree you employ it, that's all in your head. I get a great deal of, I don't want to say pleasure. I admire the people that build a very good gun, as you can tell from my sponsors and the people that I hang out with and everything else. I like a really well-made gun. Simply because trying to make that better mousetrap, after a while, the diminishing returns begin to pile up. And yet, still, there's people out there that overcome that. And so, I like to talk about the guns and the gear. The gear especially, I mean, the gear that operators use today is so much further above what I used when I was in the military. And I like to talk about the stuff that's just involved in it. But in the real world, they're not actually as important as you think. The gun doesn't have a moral compass. None of the gear that you have has the moral compass. Your mind behind the weapon has far more to do with it. Your competence with a pistol is more important whether you carry. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of gun you carry. My friend Mark Trippi, whose range I go to and shoot a lot of, well, here lately, all the videos because the range JT and I was using got dug up by law enforcement. He carries a Ruger P89. He's been carrying it since it came out in 1989. He's very good with it. He's not all swept up into this, what's the latest gun? I got to have the latest gun kind of thing. Tiger McGee at Shoot Right Academy. He's been carrying the same Series 70 1911 for I don't know how long. So, you know, your mind behind the weapon is much more important than the weapon. At some point, we all have the will to act. And what we're talking about here is the boundaries that each of us decides that we are and aren't willing to see crossed before acting. And we have to decide all of them for ourselves. Here's something to think about. Stores, banks, they're usually insured against theft. So if the basis of preventing loss of property, if that's all that's going on, then there's no reason to intercede on that basis. But that doesn't mean there's no reason to intercede at all. Because here's where the wicked gets sticky. On the one hand, the material damage from an armed robbery that doesn't end in gunfire or violence is minimal. You've got the people that are involved in it, that see it, they go through it. There's a lot of emotional trauma, to be sure, but insurance covers the losses, and everybody gets on with their lives. They go away. They may have to go into therapy, but, and this isn't to say that armed robbery is a crime that should be tolerated, or indeed that there are crimes that should be overlooked, or anything else. This is to acknowledge that insurance exists. And if security cameras get the player on video, the police can pick up the perpetrator later. But if you intervene, you're jacking up the risk of violence and gunfire when it might have otherwise been minimal. So the question becomes, why would you open the Pandora's box if you don't have to and there's nothing really to be gained for anyone? But here's the problem. What if it doesn't happen that way? So here's some examples of when it doesn't happen that way. In the early mornings of October 14th in Neenah, Wisconsin, according to WBAY, a man entered a bar with a gun and demanded money. He fired four or five shots into the bar, hitting 59-year-old Kevin Hine. Hine died at the scene. Armed robbery turned to murder. On October 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina, according to WBTV, three young men held up a man at gunpoint, demanding whatever was in his pockets, and shot him in the arm. Three men in question were quickly apprehended, as all three were wearing electronic monitoring ankle bracelets. Two suspects were arrested in Kissimmee, Florida, according to Click Orlando, after shooting a pawn shop clerk who attempted to lock the door as they approached the business with their guns drawn. Here in South Carolina, in Aiken, a armed robber entered a convenience store on October 8th, according to WRDW, and shot the clerk in the leg. And all that was taken were some envelopes and a pack of cigarettes. The point here is that while an armed robbery might not result in gunfire, usually results in little material or otherwise harm, that's not the case when it doesn't. And you, how do you know? How do you know how it's going to end up? If you witness an armed robbery unfolding, you have no guarantee that it will or won't turn violent, whether or not you try to intercede. And that's the problem, because there's no right answer here. These are the things we all have to weigh for ourselves. These are the boundaries we have to look at and examine. What would you do? There are a couple of mitigating circumstances to this if you are dealing. First of all, a lot of armed robberies are committed with fake guns. Okay? It's not the easiest thing to notice a fake gun in some cases. With airsoft, they used to put these red tips on the end of the barrels, but typically a gun, say a 9mm gun, has a barrel of X amount of micrometer of a or measurement of barrel around it, and it has a discernible caliber giveaway at the end of the barrel. Because these are going to be pointed at people, so you'll get a look at it. If you have the presence of mind to keep that and bear that in mind, you might notice whether it's real or not. But one thing about an armed robbery is that armed robberies, most of the time they're going to be trying, it's going to be one person, maybe two, and they can't keep their eyes on everybody. But once again, if all they're doing is just trying to steal property, at what point do you say to yourself, I got to turn this up a notch and things are about to get loud? That's the question to ask. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, to thank my boss for all the trust and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware,
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.